the Lord's Christ. In the book of Isaiah we read, "Look to me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear." In the Gospel of John we hear, "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And in the Gospel of Luke, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." Jesus' name means the salvation of the existing one. And as I have shared in other places, it is the root of Israel's faith that rests in the great commandment, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one Lord." That is, the existing one, your supreme God, is one existing one. This being the Lord's testimony of himself. And Christ is the Greek name for the Messiah. In Hebrew, the word Messiah means the anointed one, and not only speaks of the anointed Messiah, the Prince, but of the anointed King of Israel, the anointed High Priest of Israel, and also of the patriarchs as anointed kings. We see all of these parts in motion in the blessings of Jacob over his sons as an example. For when the patriarch Jacob blessed Judah, he also anointed Christ, saying, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet until Shiloh come, and to him shall the gathering of the people be." And so the word of God, brethren, confirms the scepter would depart from Judah to Christ. That is, the kingship and the kingdom would pass to Christ. And further, a new covenant written in our hearts by Christ, who is a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, which covenant and priesthood replace that given by Moses and attended by Levi, which matters our brother Paul lays out perfectly in the book of Hebrews. So the people, the tribes of God's Israel, gather to Shiloh, the Messiah, and from God's oath with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the spirit of prophecy by lot fell upon the tribal patriarchs, whose blessings anoint the Lord's Christ. And from the tribe of Judah, the scepter of rule. From Issachar, righteous sacrifice. From Naphtali, the right of release. And in Joseph, whose branches Jacob saw would run over the wall, we see Christ's blessings go beyond the borders and the inheritance of Abraham's flesh to gather in Israel born of the promised son's covenant from every nation, people and tongue. Praise the Lord. So the anointed blessings that crowned the tribal patriarchs and scattered the apostles in the nations are laid before in Christ and one subject in us. God's oath is translated from the flesh to the spirit and from the kingdoms where men rule upon this earth to the kingdom of heaven Jesus Christ preached and confirmed before his crucifixion, saying, "My kingdom is not of this world." And this change, brethren, from an earthly to a heavenly realm is heard in the book of Revelation in the voice of the angel of the seventh trumpet, who in the time of the Jubilee proclaims, "And there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders which sat before God on their seats fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, we give thee thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who is and who was and who is to come, because you have taken to thee thy great power and have reigned." This, brethren, is the restoration of the kingdom to Israel. The apostles desire Jesus revealed to them in the book of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But it is not a kingdom upon this earth, nor is it an Israel who claimed descent from Abraham's flesh, but rather the kingdom of the Lord in heaven and in Israel who have gathered to Christ's promise. For it is written, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. So we return, brethren, to Isaiah, who foresaw that all things would bow in subjection to the word of the Lord's righteousness, which anointed word of salvation became flesh and was named Jesus. And Isaiah further declared by the Spirit of the Lord, so shall my word be that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. And of these things the Apostle Paul confirmed, saying that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are upon the earth, even in him. Now all of these things, brethren, shed great light upon the Psalm of David, which declares, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit you at my right hand until I make your enemies thy footstool. Which Lord rendered in capital letters is the existing one, the root of Israel's faith, in which Lord in sentence case refers to Christ and the offspring bound in his promises. And this scripture is one of the keys to the kingdom of heaven Jesus gave to Peter, which key the chief apostle turned at Pentecost, saying, Jesus is both Lord and Christ. That is, Jesus is both the existing one and the anointed one. Upon this rock, Peter, full of Jesus' spirit, commanded those who believed that day and to those far off like you and me to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, which name is that of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and which titles of Christ divide the dispensation in which he came in the law, the gospel given to men upon the earth in the flesh, and his gospel becomes spirit in those who believe. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Lord God Almighty who was, and who is, and who is to come. Amen. Yet from some of those proselytes of the Jews' religion converted at Pentecost and nurtured in the church at Jerusalem came the Antichrist. Of them the Apostle John said, many Antichrists had gone out from our midst in those who denied Jesus Christ as both Father and Son, which blasphemy that the same Apostle later recorded in the book of Revelation would continue in the 42 months allotted the church and the nations, and which blasphemy and creeds like the Trinity, Jehovah's Witness, and Hebrew Reads teachings, as examples, cover the earth like a flood, and have trampled Jesus' word of salvation and his saints, which things Daniel foresaw. This, despite the fact Isaiah proclaimed the promised Son would be called the Everlasting Father. And Jesus too, who returned in the Spirit to comfort the church at Pentecost, and thereafter said, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David. And so it is written, brethren, the Father's name that seals the foreheads of the tribal firstfruits in the book of Revelation is Jesus, which firstfruits of the Spirit that crowned the patriarchs and apostles I have touched on briefly above. But even now many of the Lord's people dwell in the body of the beast of the sea, which beast in the book of Revelation is Jesus' gospel corrupted by the creeds and teachings of men. To us all, Jesus says, come out of her, my people. Brothers and sisters from all nations and creeds, I compel you all yet once more to examine your faith. If you believe Jesus is both Lord and Christ, then you are built upon the same cornerstone of New Jerusalem Jesus built in Peter. I pray Jesus' faith break forth in you, and that his branch, even Christ, bears in you acceptable fruit. In Jesus Christ's consecrated name I pray. Amen.